Dr. Pinsky with the Mal IMN, Michael Ambrico, AMBRICO. Michael Ambrico is a 41-year-old male who reports he was involved. He was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 11-17-20 period. A driver in a truck ran a red light and hit his vehicle on the driver's side period. He did go to American Work Care urgently thereafter. He believes he injured his back, comma, neck, comma, head, comma, arm, comma, wrist, comma, on the left side, comma, abdomen, comma, hip, comma, and leg. He remains unaware of his final diagnosis. He did accept PRP injections to the right hip that helped, but did not undergo any surgical intervention in this matter. He completed his course of active treatment on 1-20-23. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Ambrico alleged the motor vehicle accident of 11-17-20 left him with permanent injuries to the lumbar spine, cervical spine, right hand, comma, hips, comma, and thoracic spine. Period. As per the medical records supplied, Mr. Ambrico indeed was seen at American Work Care on 11-17-20, whereupon he underwent x-rays of the cervical spine. They showed very mild degenerative changes at several levels, period. Lumbar spine x-rays the same day were read as normal, period. He was seen by Dr. Bajarski at American Work Care on 12-1-20. Appears related early in the morning, around 6:50 a.m. He was driving his company-issued dump truck when another truck, comma, a Toyota Tundra, comma, ran a red light and struck his truck near the front wheel of the passenger side. He was wearing a seatbelt and there was no airbag deployment. His truck had to be towed from the scene, as did the other truck. Police and EMS were at the scene, but no one required emergency care. The other driver admitted to running a red light. Mr. Ambrico related the posted speed limit was 25 miles per hour and that he was driving the speed limit. This was his first work-related motor vehicle accident. He had a previous work-related back injury a few years ago that resolved after physical therapy. He was evaluated and diagnosed with cervical spine strain, comma, lumbar spine strain, comma, muscle spasm, comma, and motor vehicle accident without loss of consciousness. He was initiated on conservative therapeutic measures. He was followed closely over the next few months. On 3-9-21, a cervical spine MRI was done. At C3-4, C4-5, and C5-6 was left paracentral disc herniations causing dural flattening. At C6-7 and C7-2-T1, there was a central disc herniation causing central dural compression. He also had right wrist x-rays on 3-16-21 that were read as normal. He continued to be followed by Dr. Bajarski through 3-19-21 period. He was to continue physical therapy period. Additional diagnoses were rendered, including thoracic strain, comma, right-sided cervical radicular pain, comma, and questionable strain and sprain of the right wrist. He did undergo right wrist x-rays, scratch that, we already have that. He did undergo an MRI of the lumbar spine on 4-22-21. It showed bulging of the annulus, comma, superimposed small central slash right paracentral posterior disc herniation with an associated high intensity zone and borderline central spinal canal stenosis at L4-5, semicolon, bulging of the annulus at L5-S1, semicolon, 1 cm T2 hyperintense lesion in the right kidney, possibly representing a cyst. Period. Further evaluation with the renal ultrasound was recommended. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was seen orthopedically by Dr. Disabella beginning 4/30/21. Period. He recommended pain management for the lumbar spine pain. Period. He reviewed the cervical spine MRI and had him continue therapy in that regard, but he was also going to see the pain specialist for possible injection therapy here. Period. He did see Dr. Fitzhenry, also at Premier Orthopedics, on 5/6/21. Period. By then, he had participated in some physical therapy. Period. The plan was to pursue selective nerve root blocks on the right at L5 and S1. Period. He returned on 8/19/21. Complaining of right hip pain for which x-rays were done. Period. He was referred for physical therapy. Period. He saw Dr. Fitzhenry again on 9/2/21. Period. He was currently working full duty. Period. He was going to participate in physical therapy for the right hip pain with a 6-week follow-up. Period. There was no mention of the previously recommended injections. Period. At the visit of 12/9/21, a cervical epidural injection was offered, but the petitioner wanted to consider this further before making a decision. Period. On 1/7/22, Mr. Ambrico was seen by Dr. Wu, W.U., also at Premier Orthopedics, regarding his hip. Period. He had a strong suspicion the patient had an acetabular labral tear. Period. He ordered an MRI arthrogram to confirm his clinical suspicion. Period. There were no work restrictions imposed upon the patient. Period. New paragraph. Underline this, and it will have to be reinserted in the chronological order. On 8/31/21, he underwent x-rays of the right hip that were read as normal. Period. On 12/7/21, he had x-rays of the thoracic spine that showed thoracolumbar spine scoliosis. Period. MR arthrogram of the right hip was done on 2/16/22. Period. It showed gluteal insertional tendinosis with small partial tear. Period. He followed up with Dr. Wu on 3/4/22 to review these results. Period. His pain score at worst was 10/10. Period. He diagnosed sprain of the right hip with tear of the right gluteus medius tendon. Period. He was unable to appreciate any evidence of a labral tear on the MRI. Period. He does demonstrate a partial tear of the gluteus medius tendon, which may be contributing to his symptoms. Period. He was not interested in pursuing repeat therapy. Period. They discussed the possibility of seeing a hip arthroscopist. Period. He was still not 100% and was agreeable to having further consultation in that regard. Period. New paragraph on 3/23/22, he was seen by Dr. Eisenberg, AYZENBERG, regarding his right hip pain. Period. He evaluated the petitioner and diagnosed tear of the right gluteus medius tendon, comma sprain of the right hip, comma right hip pain, comma. and femoral acetabular impingement. Period. They agreed to pursue physical therapy and discuss corticosteroids as well as PRP injections. Period. Given this was a non-arthrogram MRI with only subtle signs of labral tearing and some potential concerns for subtle arthritic changes which would be pre-existing, surgery was not recommended at that time. Period. Moreover, the petitioner was not interested in surgery either. Period. He followed up with Dr. Eisenberg, period, at 6-8-22. He wrote, the intraarticular PRP injection was denied. Period, he'd been to physical therapy for a few sessions, but believed it was helping. Period, he reported his pain range was 1-8/10. Period. On 12-14-22, Dr. Eisenberg performed right hip intraarticular platelet-rich plasma injection. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was right hip acetabular labral tear with femoral acetabular impingement. Period. Returned on 12-21-22, stating his hip feels worse than before the shot. Period. Dr. Eisenberg explained this was not unusual after PRP injections. Period. At that point, they were not going to proceed with any physical therapy, but rather just rest. Period. On 9-21-22, he was seen by Dr. Eisenberg, noting his PRP injection was approved, and they were going to pursue that course of treatment. Period. New paragraph. Also insert this chronologically. He saw Dr. Eisenberg on 10-14-21 for pain in the cervical lumbar spine. Period. He was given a prescription for physical therapy. Period. On 1-10-23, there was note of a conversation between Mr. Ambrico's employer and Premier Orthopedics relative to his work accommodations. Period. On 1-20-23, he followed up with Dr. Eisenberg's physician assistant. Period. This continued through 1-20-23. Period. His pain was 2/10. Period. It was out of work despite restrictions of no climbing or squatting, comma, less than 25 pounds, pushing, pulling, or lifting, and no running or prolonged walking and standing. Period. He did report improvement from the PRP injection. Period. Exam demonstrated consistent pain with labral and femoral acetabular impingement symptoms. Period. Dr. Eisenberg wanted him to continue strengthening the hip over the next week to allow him to return to work at full duty. Period. That would be effective 1-30-23. Period. Physical exam. Lungs, torso normal, abdomen normal. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, hips and pelvis normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, and lumbosacral normal. Impressions on 11-17-20. Michael Ambrico was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period. That same day, he had x-rays of the cervical and lumbar spine done at American Work Care. Period. He then was treated conservatively by Dr. Bajorski over the ensuing months. Period. Cervical spine MRI was done on 3-9-21 and lumbar MRI on 4-22-21, both to be inserted here. period. He also came under the pain management care of Dr. Fitzhenry, period. Further treatment was rendered by Dr. Disabella and Dr. Eisenberg. Peer-to-PRP injection was given on 12/14/22 with some improvement, period. He followed up 3/1/2023, at which time he was cleared to return to work, full duty effective 1/30/23, period. In paragraph of the current examination, Mr. Enrico found him to have a muscular physique. There was no tenderness, palpation about the ribs or chest or thoracic region. Period. He had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had full range of motion of the upper and lower extremities, including the hip, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. At most, there is 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right hip. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the right hand, comma, cervical spine, comma, thoracic spine, comma, or lumbar. He has been able to return to his full duty capacity with the insured, period. He only takes ibuprofen on an as-needed basis, period. He also enjoys hobbies such as gardening, period. And that is the end.